Let's talk a little bit about the marina. Like, okay. I don't know, if you're not from San Francisco, you're probably not familiar with the marina.
Okay.
George lives in the marina. I live in the marina right now.
The marina is...
What is it?
The marina is the north part of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It is primarily along the water. It's reclaimed land. It's probably where... the marina is actually a dock. It's where a lot of the private docks for boats. Are.
Right.
And it's generally known as a more affluent area. I'm giving you the tour of SF, by the way.
Right. No, this is good. Is it the most affluent area in SF?
No.
No.
It is... It's younger professionals, generally of Caucasian backgrounds. It's at the bottom of Pacific Heights, which is the affluent area of San Francisco. So, which is probably why it lends itself to that.
I mean, it's just a nice area.
It is. It's a nice area.
And before I had moved here, I didn't know anything about the neighborhoods, but now that I do, like, a lot of people hate on the marina because the marina is sort of known as the most sort of uppity, sort of insular, sort of like, I mean, it's basically white.
It's
white middle class.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like there are neighborhoods like this all over the U.S.
Right.
I mean, like Murray Hill, I think in Manhattan is considered, you know, the bane of everyone's existence because it's this group of people who are professionals, young, you know. Everyone loves to hate on the young, wealthy douchebag.
But, I mean,
Are they douchebags? Maybe not all of them.
No, they're douchebags.
But there are douchebags everywhere, in every neighborhood, and in every situation.
Yes, but I feel like the marina has this particular rep for douchebags, and not really douchebags, but just the fact like these people who move to the marina and live in the marina, the streets are clean, it's safer, the bars are very different, the shops here are very different, and it's just a whole different culture, and it's a whole different part of San Francisco that is all about young affluence.
Correct.
You know, and that's essentially
without the grime. It's entitled affluence.
Entitled affluence.
I feel like. It's, you know, it's that we were raised in upper class suburbia.
Right.
And we want to live in the city, and we're going to choose this area. And all our friends are going to choose this area.
Right.
And it just becomes this sort of evolving circle of exclusivity.
And people hate that circle for it. And at the same time...
Well, it's just like high school. You have the cool kids, quote, in quotation marks.
The marina is not the cool kids. The marina is the rich kids. The cool kids live in the Mission, hypothetically speaking.
I mean, yeah, this is all subjective.
Right.
I mean, you...
But this is what I've heard. The Mission is Hipsterville. The marina is for all, like, the...
Yeah, but hipster doesn't necessarily equate cool.
Well, okay, right. I mean, but traditionally speaking, you know, like, when people come hang out, they're not like, hey, let me go take a tour of the marina. They're like, let me go take a tour of downtown. Let me go hit up the Mission where all the, like,
Again,
kids
that
are.
That depends on who you're talking to.
So I'm talking to
you. I mean, you're talking to... If you're talking about our specific group of friends, yeah, I mean, our specific group of friends aren't really... A, they're not... I mean, they're more not into the marina scene.
But yet, we have talked a lot about how, even though nobody we actually know is very gung-ho marina, we're all yuppies. Like, I don't know, you know, and you particularly have sort of this, like hate about the fact that like we deny our yuppiedom. Because
it's not I'm not hating on it. I'm just sort of we just sort of have to own up to the fact that we are.
Okay.
I mean, by definition, you're a young urban professional.
Right.
That is working, has money to throw around. And just because you're living in the hood or a impoverished area means you're any more real?
That's ridiculous, is what you're saying.
I think that's ridiculous, in my opinion.
Say it with more emphasis and enthusiasm? Tell people off. I feel like
I'm not telling people. I'm just... People have all their preferences.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it funny that when people hate on the marina for whatever reasons they want to hate on the marina, I hate on the marina too. Believe me, I hate on the marina. But I will also be the first one to say I love the area.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, it's a great area. It's clean. There's food around. It's, you know, it's definitely, safe. It's has not even to do with safety. It's just sort of, it's one of those areas that just provides lots of amenities for a comfortable day-to-day life.
Right.
And you're not worried about walking over piss or, you know, getting harassed on the street.
And what does this all have to do with sort of, like, the entitled people who live here? Because to them, this is, like...
Well, I think they sort of go hand in hand, you know? Where there's affluent people, there's just more, generally more money...
Right.
...that gets spent in the areas. You know, it's sort of this cyclical thing, which is the argument that many people have, is, like, you know...
So when...
Money stays where money lives.
When we become affluent, where would we live?
I don't know where you probably move back in with your mom.
when I become affluent, I'm not moving to anyone.
You will be in George's den.
George's den, right.
Why do you think everyone hates on the marina?
I think because the marina is so blandly middle class. You know, people come here.
Is it blandly middle class, or is it just because it's all white?
I think it's a combination of both. I have recently noticed that how white it is.
Mm-hmm. But is that really a problem?
No, it's not a
problem. I think that's why I sort of get offended. Not offended. Offended is not the right word. But I understand the issues with the marina and you know, sometimes dealing with these people is stressful and not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's this notion that, I don't know, that if we go to another area, it's cooler because, I don't know, the people are cooler. I don't even think the people are cooler. Like,
The people aren't cooler.
The people are just different and they're trying just as hard.
I agree.
So I'm confused as to what makes one doable and the other not when, so then it just boils down to, is it a race issue? Like, okay, we just don't want to, you know, white people all hang out with white people anyway, so we feel left out, so let's not hang here.
Well, I don't think it's that. I mean, of course that is sometimes something I do notice, but I don't really think it's about the race issue and whether...
But it always is a race issue. Because, I mean, essentially, I mean, this is just a sort of... It is a race issue because essentially money equates to being white, apparently. At least in this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood,
yes. And is it a, you know, a smaller spectrum of the larger spectrum? You know, it's like, yes, it's you know, it's sort of that whole social... critique on
I think
fairness and life, but it's just like, you know, going to the mission and hanging out and paying $5 for a coffee,
mm-hmm.
and that being okay because there's a hipster sitting beside me,
right.
doesn't make it any less yuppie or stupid.
I mean, I totally agree. And
but what makes going down there any cooler?
I don't think it necessarily does, but I think what is different is that it is what it looks like. I do think it looks more like, oh, this is like the part of town where like it looks a little cooler. I mean, I think the thing about marina is not just like the ethnicity issue, but also it's seemingly very little diversity. You know,
there's zero diversity.
I mean, I'm not just color. I'm just talking about economic class.
Yeah.
I'm talking about color. I'm talking about like sexuality, like sexual preference. I'm talking about like
backgrounds.
Like there's almost
everyone is white from the Midwest, straight, and from a fraternity or sorority.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the people from, exactly. That's exactly what the people are.
Right.
And that's the problem I would have with the marina, not necessarily because of like what color it may be.
No, and I completely get that. But I understand that people sort of shape the neighborhood, but I sort of get frustrated when this neighborhood and any of the neighborhoods outside, you know, north of the mission,
mm-hmm.
gets nixed from the boards of hanging out simply because of this one factor.
What's the factor?
It's not like when we go out anyway, we interact with other people. We're this nucleus of people that just don't even interact with anyone else. So it's like, what does it matter what area we're in, you know? There's parks up here. I mean, there's the waters up here. There's parks up here. There's beaches up here. There's everything's, you know.
Yeah.
There are features up here, but it's just like this area is
dead to us.
It's it's a virtual no man's land to go to.
Right. I mean, I don't know why that is necessarily, but my theory would be that the reputation, like, it's a really bad reputation.
Exactly.
It's got a really shitty reputation.
But I mean, you know, it's money. And I will not lie. I like the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I want to be a yuppie? Parts of me do.
We're already yuppies.
I will admit, I will walk around and sometimes be jealous of these people.
You don't have to admit that. I mean, that's obviously true. Like, I mean, you walk around. I mean, I think the thing that makes us yuppies is that, what are the things we're striving for? We're striving for, like, economic stability. We want to buy a house. We want to have a dog. You want, you know, if you want a Mercedes.
Yes.
Like, you know, these are the things.
Had that, and taken away.
You had a Mercedes. And when you had a Mercedes, you had to downgrade to a scooter.
Yes, that was a big downgrade.
And it was a big downgrade. So your life totally changed. But, and it's just not, like, I don't own a car. I don't own a scooter. I don't have any transportation. But I use my sister's transportation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, these are things that are yuppies that have, I don't even know what. I actually don't even know what yuppie means, but to me it just seems like you're going for middle-class aspirations, which is what we all are and what we want. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it's just like, that's who we are. So, you know, when we look at other people like, oh man, like, our friend just bought an apartment. Like, yeah, we're like, I wish I could buy an apartment. Yo, like, our friend just took a trip to Canada and had so much fun. Like, I wish I could go to Canada.
Right.
And so these are all things that we communally sort of value and at the same time,
like, hate on.
Well, do we hate on it, though?
Well, we obviously hate on the type of people that are up here that do that.
We hate on the type of people that...
I guess, I think the people in the marina specifically are just more flagrant.
They're pretentious.
Yeah, they're more open